Well, thanks for having me. My name is Pep Hamilton. Excited to be here. Excited to be a part of this tradition-rich franchise. And we're looking forward to doing all the things that Coach talked about, you know, with regards to, you know, being a competitive team that can go out and have a chance to win each Sunday. And offensively, we're going to be a physical team. To say that we're going to be a run-first team is probably not the appropriate thing to say, but I will say that we're going to work like heck to establish the run game, but we're ultimately going to do whatever it takes to feature our playmakers. And we consider offensive linemen to be playmakers as well. So it'll be exciting to watch, you know, watch our guys go out and compete every Sunday, but we have a long way to go. I guess the good news right now is we're undefeated and tied for first place. And so, you know, we're looking forward to having a great season.
Pep, can you explain, there's no offensive coordinator title on Hugh's staff, and he says he's going to call the plays. So how do you integrate into that system then, and what are your responsibilities?
Well, we have a veteran offensive staff, you know, myself and Coach Saunders, Coach Seaman, Kirby Wilson, Hal Hunter. We have guys that, you know, they have a ton of expertise in a lot of different areas, and I think we'll ultimately collaborate our thoughts in an effort to support Coach and whatever strategies he come up with on a week-to-week basis. So my job is really, you know, just to facilitate what it is that Coach wants to do and to make sure that we organize things in a way that we can implement it to our players and go out and have a chance to be successful on Sundays.
Could you talk about what happened in Indianapolis and whether that left you at all bitter the way it all went down?
Well, I mean, it's fortunate, you know, as a coach in the National Football League to be in a situation where you're expected to win the World's Championship. And ultimately, we didn't get that done.
How do you think, I mean, everybody expects you guys to draft a quarterback early. How do you think working with Andrew early in his NFL career will help you teach whoever that quarterback is?
Well, I think it's important that, you know, ultimately, between myself, of course, Coach Jackson, and all of the coaches on our offensive staff, we just, you know, you have different reference points. You know, you kind of have an idea of what to expect from a young quarterback early in his career in the National Football League. But I think to answer your question, I do feel like, you know, every quarterback is different. You know, and the plan for that kid, for whoever it is that we have at quarterback, be it a veteran quarterback or our young quarterback, if we draft a quarterback, you have to have a plan that's specific for that quarterback. And I feel like, you know, over the years I've had an opportunity to not only watch Andrew grow, but some of the other quarterbacks that I've worked with over the course of my career.
Do you expect to be very active in the scouting of the college quarterbacks?
I think that's always been the case with every franchise that I've been a part of. You know, you have an opportunity to evaluate guys and then share your opinion. But ultimately, it's not my decision to make. It's my job to help whoever we decide to make our quarterback transition into a winning quarterback.
Pep, would you expect to attend pro days and
oh, yes,
do a lot of the interviews on the quarterback?
Absolutely.
How much work have you done already on the top guys?
Not a ton. We're still working to implement Coach Jackson's system here with our coaches and get ourselves ready for the start of the off-season program. But we're slowly starting to transition to preparing ourselves for the drafts. But for the draft and so we're still somewhat are in the early phases of that process.
So when you go through this process, what are the characteristics that you seek in a quarterback?
Accuracy, is he a winner? And, of course, you know, leadership qualities are really important to Coach Jackson and myself.
So have you watched any film yet on, like, a Carson Wentz or a Paxton Lynch or Jared Goff? And if so, what do you think of the top three or four quarterbacks in this draft?
I haven't watched enough to have a strong opinion about any of those guys. I had a chance to recruit Jared while I was at Stanford, and, you know, I'm not surprised at all that, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in college football.
What are your thoughts on the quarterbacks on the roster?
I think that, you know, starting with McCown, I've always loved having a veteran guy in the room that has full credibility throughout the locker room. But, you know, he's been productive over his career. You don't survive as long as he has in this league without having the skill set first and foremost, and then having a work ethic and a character that that ultimately, you know, would cause coaches and execs to feel comfortable enough to put the keys in your hands in a sense, you know. So I feel good about Josh, feel good about Austin, feel good about all the guys that we have on the roster currently. And I'm excited to work with those guys.
Is it, Steph, have you guys discussed the possibility of having Josh Gordon next year?
We have not.
Who are your playmakers?
Well, Benjamin, big-time playmaker. Speed is off the chart. You know, he's shown that, you know, he can, you know, get over top of coverages, and he is a difference maker. You know, he's a guy that if you get the ball in his hands and you give him space, he'll make something happen with the football. He'll score it. And our tight end, Barnrich, is am I saying it right? Yeah. He's a special player. You know, tight ends have typically been the quarterback's best friend in Coach Jackson's offense, and so we're excited to see him continue to grow. And it was fun watching him play in the Pro Bowl. And Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell, those guys have been very productive players for us and for this franchise, and we expect that they'll take another step as we move forward. So we have plenty of playmakers on the perimeter, but I do feel like the strength of our offense is the guys up front, you know. And like I said initially, I feel like, you know, our offensive linemen in the style of offense that we expect to employ, we consider those guys to be playmakers because that's where it all starts.
Is it a little unnerving then knowing you, a couple of those guys may not be there? I mean, you're talking about the strength of the offense, and there's two guys that could potentially be gone here in 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, but, you know, it is, and I try not to think about it. But at the same time, I'm optimistic that things are going to work out. And just looking at what they've put on film, you know, over the course of their careers, you know, across the board, you know, those guys up front, it's exciting to see that the core, the probably the most important component besides your quarterback of your offense is we have a strong group in place.
Do you like big receivers? I mean, all guys have big receivers, but do you think you got your receivers really out to get, you need bigger ones than you have now?
Not necessarily. I think that ultimately we just want guys that can score touchdowns. If you look at just some of the defensive trends over the past few years, you know, teams are starting to play a lot more man coverage. And, you know, having guys that are elusive, quick, fast, regardless of their size, that can create separation and score the ball is what's most important for us in this offense.
Have you gone back and watched much of the tape from last year yet?
Yeah, we have to, so that we can evaluate the guys that are on the current roster.
When you look at it, they moved the ball between the 20s most of the season. I don't know exactly where they finished in the red zone, but it wasn't very high. What did you see? What were they missing? And what do you have to get going forward to stop kicking field goals and start scoring touchdowns?
Well, I don't know. When I went back to evaluate the guys that are on the team, I didn't watch the game in the actual order. You know, I more so watch cut-ups, so I don't have a strong opinion one way or another.
Do you have an opinion on what you guys want to do with Cam Irving starting from April 4th? It seemed like he was everywhere as a rookie.
Right. Well, I think it's very beneficial for rookie offensive linemen to have an opportunity to play at different spots across the line. I do feel like, you know, with the style of offense that we'll end up using, that there'll be opportunities for us to put more than five offensive linemen on the field. And I'm not saying that Cam can't go in and compete and win a job, but it was good to see that there were times when he was a dominant player, and we expect that over time, the more that he plays and once he has a chance to work with the offensive line coaches that we have here, he can be an every down player for us.
I know you said
I don't know yet. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I think it's a luxury to have a guy that can play tackle and or play center. Yeah.
I know you said you don't want to necessarily think of the offense as run first, but when you look at Isaiah and Duke, and I think that, you know, one of the things that have been talked about the last couple of years is, you know, the rotation and consistency. Are you of the philosophy that you have that bell cow, that lead guy with a complimentary back, or are you a hot hand type of guy, or you just mix and match and rotate guys in? What is your philosophy when it comes to the approach to the running game and how you use your personnel?
Well, I think because of the attrition in the National Football League, you have to have more than one guy. And I feel strongly about the offensive line unit, like I just mentioned. And I do feel like our backs are very talented, and they can play without the ball. And I think Duke showed that last year. He had, 60-plus catches. Isaiah can do anything that we're going to ask him to do. So we'll ultimately need both guys, and we'll need someone else to step up as well. So we'll find a way to, if a guy's hot, to get him the ball, but we're going to need all those guys to step in and make plays for us.
Is it a drawback at all, personally, that he wants to call the plays? And do you understand his desire to keep doing that?
No, it's not a drawback. You know, I want to win. I want to win this division, get to the playoffs and win some games and ultimately, you know, hoist the Lombardi. I mean, that's what it's all about. I personally don't feel like it's not about me. I do know that for a fact. I do know that ultimately, in order for us to have a chance to be successful, everybody has to be all in and support each other and ultimately support the head coach. And, so I'm on board with whatever it is that coach wants to do.
Why haven't you guys discussed Josh Gordon? Is it that he, since he's not reinstated yet, why bother doing that at this point, or what's the deal there?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, Coach Jackson and Sashi and Andrew Berry, they've discussed Josh Gordon, but, you know, we hadn't really had a lot of discussions about personnel. You know, like I said, we're still at the point where we're trying to get the offense in and get everybody on the same page from a terminology standpoint and get ourselves ready for the guys to report back on April 4th.
Well, let me be the first to ask, what about Manziel? How much of a discussion point is he?
And that's something that Coach and Sashi, they've already addressed, you know, above my pay grade.